Today, November 24th, is the feast day of the Vietnamese martyrs. These heroic men and women, both priests and lay people, martyred for their Catholic faith. There were 117 canonized martyrs of Vietnam, canonized by Pope John Paul II in 1988. Of this group, 96 were Vietnamese, 11 were Spanish missionaries, 10 were French missionaries. 8 of this group were bishops, 50 were priests, and 59 were lay people, men and women like yourselves. Of the priests, 11 were Dominicans that were there doing missionary work in Vietnam, and 10 were part of the parish mission society. And the rest of the priests were diocesan priests, including one seminarian. One of the priests had been a pen pal of St. Therese the Little Flower. When we read about the persecution of the Catholic Church in Vietnam, we know that it spanned many centuries. And they say that, for example, between the six decades of 1820 and 1880, about 300,000 Catholics were martyred for their faith or persecuted in a very severe way. So we know that the cross has very much been a part of the Catholic Church in Vietnam. We know that the martyrs, some of them were decapitated, some were hanged, some were burned, and some were whipped to death, others died in prison. We think of the great heroism of these Vietnamese martyrs and the fact that their blood watered the earth for future evangelization and conversions. We know that when we look into the great joy that the martyrs had when they were being put to death, you can read their martyrdom, their accounts, we see that the eyewitnesses said that they were so filled with joy to be able to die for Christ. One of the things that the emperor did was to put a crucifix on the ground. And unless the person was willing to trample on the crucifix, they would be put to death. Imagine that. Ask yourself that question. Would you be willing to die rather than to trample on a crucifix? And these brave men and women were willing to die rather than to desecrate a holy object. What a wonderful inspiration they are for us. We know that the Catholic Church continued to spread under persecution. By 1954, there were 1.5 million Catholics, which was 7% of the population in the North. But then persecution continued to break out in the 1950s and early 60s. And almost 750,000 of the Catholics had to abandon their lands, their homes, and possessions and flee to the South. By 1964, there were still 800,000 Catholics in the North, but many of them were in prison. And then in the South, the Catholics could enjoy religious freedom for the first time in their history. So today, of course, you still have the persecution under communism in the North. And our Holy Father has said when he canonized these heroic souls in 1988 that we need to pray for Vietnam. Pray for those still being persecuted in the North, as well as those who have, the Catholics that are now living in the South, who had to abandon their homes and their lands in order to have, you know, some religious freedom. And the last point the Holy Father made when he canonized these souls were that they were obedient to the state, but they had to obey God more than that. He says, these martyrs were all obedient to civil authority in matters that were right and just, but that in the face of the restrictions and the practice of their faith, they protested that they could not abandon their Christian religion and thereby disobey their supreme authority, which was God. So God, of course, is always first among all, even over civil authority. Of course, we obey civil authority, that is just and right. But if it comes to a matter of violating our conscience, we must always obey God rather than man. God bless you.